T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
His name is Rodney Stewart. You may have heard of him once or twice. He's your artist of the day.
He lives here in Kansas City.
He lives in Shawnee.
An apartment.
In a million-dollar house up on the hill. Just west of 435.
Do you remember that day a woman called in and she swore Rod Stewart lived in Shawnee?
Western Shawnee.
We're like, what?
He does. It's true. I see him at the Price Chopper all the time. He likes
I'm pretty sure you two were convinced that he was totally living
in Malibu.
I did not. I was not convinced.
Pretty sure you
or New York or England or Shawnee. I mean, I totally get it.
He likes to peruse the fresh produce at the Constantino's. And that's where he goes a lot.
I love you people. You make me laugh.
Likes to buy the balloons that are in there and the orchids.
Because why not?
Why not? I'm Rod Stewart, and I have the money.
Exactly.
Like, look outside of the box, whatever.
If I want to buy an orchid here or a little happy birthday balloon, I'm going to buy one. Uh-oh. Whoa.
Newsweek.
Raise it up. Let's see who salutes.
Newsweek has come out with a new list ranking the best James Bond movies.
Okay. Can I have a guess?
I'm only going to do the top five because there's 25.
So. Yeah, there is 25. They're going to make it a Sean Connery one because they have to, even though I don't think Sean Connery was the best James Bond. I think Daniel Craig has been the best James Bond.
Okay. Ooh.
What about Roger Moore?
Roger Moore was good, but a couple of his movies like Moonraker were terrible. The Timothy Dalton movies are not in the top five. The George Lazenby movie, Honor Majesty's Secret Service, is not in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to say, and I am a James Bond aficionado, Casino Royale with Daniel Craig was the best James Bond movie of all time.
I actually agree with you 100%.
That was the best James Bond movie of all time.
That is my favorite James Bond.
Skyfall, which succeeded it, which took place immediately after. It's the first time they ever did that with James Bond. Was too complicated and hard to follow. I couldn't understand it. No. Skyfall should not be in the top five.
Casino Royale.
Is
in the top five.
Which is where it belongs. It should be number one.
It is not number one.
I know it's not because they're going to put a Sean Connery in there. Octopussy has to be in the top five.
It is not.
How can you look at me with that face?
I'm just thinking what I would put up there.
Octopussy has to be in the top five.
It's not. She just said that.
I know, but it has to be.
I would say Dr. No.
Dr. No is going to be number one.
Dr. No is not number one.
Oh, okay.
It is, however, in the top five.
Number three.
It is not.
Number two.
No.
Number four.
It's number five.
Where's Casino Royale?
Four.
Okay.
So you got five and four so
far. Are there any other non-Sean Connery James Bonds in the top five?
Yes.
From Russia with Love?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Goldeneye.
Goldeneye.
No, number six is Goldeneye. Number three is From Russia with Love.
Okay.
There is another Daniel Craig in the top five.
Skyfall?
Skyfall is number two on the list.
And by the way, I misspoke. Quantum of Solace was the movie that followed immediately after Casino Royale. Skyfall was after that. It was
right. Skyfall
I was confusing
good.
The two. Quantum of Solace was the one I couldn't understand.
It was weird.
I could not follow Quantum of Solace at all. I was like, this movie makes no sense. But Casino Royale, definitely. Okay.
So what's number one?
Goldfinger.
It is.
All right.
With the flying top hats.
You are never, ever, ever going to have a Goldfinger made today, though.
Well, yeah.
Just for the character names alone.
Do you know who the
the
woman is?
I do. Blank galore. And do not say it here.
Pea galore.
Petunia.
Petunia, yeah. Petunia.
Why do they call you Pea galore? Why don't you find out? Okay. Don't mind if I do. Yeah, I mean.
Not happening.
You could never.
No.
I can't believe they got away with that in the 60s.
Well, galore sounded better than plethora.
Okay.
All right. So fun.
Anyway, you have another story.
I do.
Is this one going to pop my veins?
It might, actually. I think it's kind of interesting. So there was an essay recently published on the site weareteachers.com, and one of the teachers posted this term that she's calling lawnmower parents.
Have you heard about this?
No. Am I one?
Maybe. Maybe you could be considered a lawnmower parent. Instead of helicopter parents hovering over their kids and making sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Lawnmower parents mow down any obstacles in their children's path.
Mm-hmm. You have something you want to share?
I am a helper.
No, you're a lawnmower.
I call it helping. I'm a helper and a fixer.
Do you have a recent example that you'd like to share with us?
No.
Lawnmower
I
parent?
Don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I am just a fixer and a helper when it comes to the kids. What can I do for you? What can I help you with?
The teacher in
How
this
can I help you?
Particular essay wrote a story about a dad who dropped a water bottle off at school for his daughter because she wouldn't drink out of the water fountains.
Well, I don't know that I would go that far. But I
yes, you would.
I definitely tend to
mow the lawn for them
a little bit. I don't hand clip the lawn, but I might mow a strip or two if there's something
most
in
of
the way.
It.
Would you rather be a helicopter or a lawnmower?
I'm a lawnmower on a helicopter. What is that?
Dana mows, but then she leaves a dandelion, you know, to teach him something.
Then I stare at them from above.
When's the last time you mowed the lawn for your kids?
Today.
What'd you do?
14 minutes ago.
What'd you do?
My son has some back pain, still has some back pain.
Which son?
The oldest.
College son.
Single-handedly moved heaven and earth to figure out how to get him into a specialist to help him.
Now he's 18 years old.
Why did you not say call a doctor?
He doesn't know how to call a doctor.
Because you won't let him learn.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm sure he could. They've got a health center on campus, don't they?
Well, I did not know they have an orthopedic specialist on campus. I'm like, well, what are you doing at 4:00? Because he's coming. Help my child.
An appointment
he's
for him.
In pain. I pulled a Shirley MacLaine.
Why can't he do it?
He doesn't have my insurance card, first of all. I had to do all
Can't
that
Can't you
stuff.
Give him the insurance information?
I could have, but by the time he...
I need to be needed.
Thank you, Rodney.
That's exactly what it is. You need to... Let's cut to the chase.
I might have driven a Blazer up to Lawrence yesterday because he needed one.
Oh, my God.
I was dying to see him. I'm like, honey, do you need a Blazer? I'm on my way. Can you be ready in 42 minutes? I'm going to be out front.
When did you drive the Blazer? You didn't
tomorrow
tell me
morning.
About this. Tomorrow? You mean yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning. I got in the car. I was so excited. I'm like, I'm coming. What else do you need? Do you want to go to Walmart?
Let's stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, I was so happy to see
you. Stop. Because you just got back from 9 days in Hawaii. I get it.
Such a good mood yesterday.
How are you really doing with this? Because it doesn't appear to me.
No, I'm doing good.
Stop. Stop. I want you to stop talking. It does. Every time you have a date with your son, okay, and I use date in air quotes, of course, I have seen you in this room looking at your phone when he's coming back to town. Stop talking. Don't even say a word. You have looked at your Find Friends app, and I have heard you say off the air Oh my God, his dot's getting closer to mine. Oh my God.
Oh, you can see it moving.
His dot is getting closer to mine.
That was the first time he'd been back.
And yesterday, you needed to take him a blazer?
Yes, I did.
For what purpose?
Well, he had one, but it was too short in the sleeve area. So I rectified that situation.
By taking him a new blazer?
Yes.
Did you buy the blazer?
Yes. Oh, now, God. Real quick, I did not realize, because my husband has 200 of them. When was the last time you bought a blazer? I've seen your wardrobe, probably 1985. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm going to be honest. I mean, it has like leather patches on the elbows. I don't know what a blazer costs. So the night before...
It's about $200.
Okay, thank you. I pop over to...
I only know that because I have bought one
a
recently.
A store that I will not say the
How
name.
Recently?
A year ago.
Okay.
It was north of $200. I didn't realize they were, or could be, let's say that, they could be that expensive. But I did. I got him a blazer, drove it up, was very, very happy to see him. I've been out of town. I took him to Walmart. We bought ramen noodles. That's what he wanted. I was on cloud nine all
You're
day.
You're not doing well.
No, I'm doing great. He needed a blazer.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
And he doesn't have a credit card?
Where's he going to go in Lawrence? They don't have a Macy's or a Nordstrom.
They've got Weavers downtown.
I don't think they had his size. It
Dana.
Was just easier for me to do it.
Dana,
just let me buy him a blazer.
It made
me so happy.
I'm with Rod. You need to be needed.
I was needed. And then
No, you
I...
made yourself needed. Am I wrong, Kara Markson?
No.
Okay. You need to be needed.
I
Admit
actually
it.
Left at 7 a.m. yesterday morning.
And Admit
I,
it.
You got up early.
Oh, and I was so happy.
Admit it. You need to be needed.
He needed food. Okay, first of all, that is a necessity.
Well, first of all, ramen noodles are very cheap. They're 25 cents a packet.
Do you not remember your parents coming up to college and taking you grocery shopping?
No. Ever.
Really?
No.
Oh, you just wait. I just want you to remember all of this crap spewing out of Scott's mouth, and then we're going to fast forward 1 year from today, and he's going to be like, well, she needed a mechanical pencil, so I got in my car and I drove it up there. It's only from Shawnee. It's only 22 minutes. That is totally what's going to happen, and you know it, and I know it, and everyone listening knows it. She needed a mechanical pencil.
Well, she did.
I mean, how's she going to do her homework?
Defense wins championships.
From the text line, I love you, Dana, but you've got to stop. You're ruining him for
a
life.
You've got to let him grow up.
I do, and I wanted an excuse to see that sweet face because I've been out of town. I missed family weekend, so a little bit of guilt there.
When we get back, we will be joined by this man.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. When we get back on Dana and Parks.
I don't care what he has to say, for the record. I was needed. If you need a new car, go to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Ooh, I got back into, on my way back from Lawrence, I will have you know, got back into a new Atlas yesterday morning. Man, I love that Atlas. Here's why. It can fit a whole lot of kids in there, like 7, maybe 8. And it doesn't look like a minivan or drive like a minivan. And it has that Apple CarPlay system, which is amazing. Go in and ask them to see Dana's car and ask them about their incredible switch and save deal. The newer Atlases right now are up to $5,000 off MSRP. The newer Tiguans are up to $7,000 off MSRP. And remember, all of those new Volkswagens have the best warranty deal you will find anywhere. It's 72,000 miles, transferable and bumper to bumper. Get into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road, or go to VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow.
The text line is divided. Scott, the empty nest syndrome is a serious thing. It is very difficult to deal with. Give Dana a break.
Can I tell you, because I know for the people laughing, real quick.
Okay.
I have only seen him twice since he left.
Okay.
And I missed family weekend because we were flying back from Hawaii.
I love you, Dana, but you've got to stop. You're ruining him for a future wife.
If living is without you, I can't live.
From the text line. You are correct. She needs to be needed. All mothers do.
Yes.
The poor kid now wishing he had gone to K-State. If I was Dana's kid, I would join the Navy.
You know what he said? We went to breakfast. He wanted me to see his new room. I was only there.
Screw them, Dana. Go see your baby as many times as you
want.
Well,
I'm not going to do that. And I have been very good. I've only seen him twice. Once he came back here and once I went there. I'm not going to be the mom popping in every 3 minutes. I'm really not. He needed a blazer.
Chris Ketz, the voice of Kansas City's news. Chris, good afternoon.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Chris.
Good. Good.
How bad is it at home, my friend?
I love the term. I love the term lawnmower parent. I'd never heard that before until now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a fairly accurate description of my mother.
Tell us what's going on behind the scenes. I know Dana likes to put on a good front, and you know, I've only seen him twice since he left, and I'm doing
That's
good.
True.
I'm doing good. But yesterday, and I've known Dana for a long time, and
we've
worked together for 7 years
True.
On this show. I've never known her to say that she was happy to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, much
Ew.
Less to drive 45 minutes back and forth. Chris, what's going on?
Not even to play golf.
I know.
7 in the morning, which she loves more than life itself.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably doing better than I thought she'd be doing.
Okay.
She really is. She really is. And it's true. She's only seen him twice. And this whole episode with the sport coat thing, okay, fine. Of course, my first question was, how much was it, considering where it was purchased? And so, I was okay with all of it.
It doesn't matter where it was purchased.
Because she told us it was purchased at Walmart.
No,
no, it wasn't purchased at Walmart. No.
Where was it purchased, Chris?
No. Do you want me to tell him?
I don't care.
It was purchased at Nordstrom's, so it was fine.
Why would she tell us Walmart?
I don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to take that up with her. I, Scott, I got nothing for you on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was odd when she said a blazer cost north of $200.
At Walmart.
Which I thought, surely you could get a sport jacket for less than $200.
At Walmart.
Being the thrifty person I am. That seemed like a lot to me.
Now, when she says
north, I'm thinking, was this a $500 jacket?
In my defense, I've never bought one.
It really wasn't that much, no.
How much was the sports coat, Chris?
It was about $300.
$300 at Walmart, huh?
No, it wasn't Walmart.
Oh, Nordstrom's. No. Nordstrom's.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know why she said
Walmart.
It
looks very nice.
It looks fine. For what he needs it for, I get it. It's fine, no problem. But she has only seen him twice. I don't know how often they text. My guess is that she text messages him far more than he text messages back, which is good. Which is exactly what you want because he's busy. You know, one other thing that she did take care of in the first week of Jack's existence at KU was that he had a problem with his laptop.
Mm.
And so mom kind of swooped in and got that taken care of too. So
like a lawnmower.
Yes.
You're clearing the road.
I think this description is it's a good one. Yeah, it absolutely is.
Well, Scott, you would agree a laptop crisis is a crisis.
He can take care of.
Well,
Chris, we love you. You go. Hey, Chris, I want you to do one thing for me tonight.
What's that, Scott?
I want you to read me the damn news.
I'm here for you, buddy.
All right, buddy. You be good, right. Chris Ketz.
Talk to you later.
All right, God bless you. Why can't he take care of his own computer?
He is today.
Huh?
It's still broken. He's taking it back today.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he takes care of all kinds of stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Newsroom care marker.
A workplace shooting today in Wisconsin. We'll have more next.
Dana Wright here for good friend of the program, Jaspers.
Make your reservation at Jasper's now. Been a few weeks since we've been in, and we are heading back. Let me tell you why. You really need to check out their upcoming fall menu. Probably too late for tableside mozzarella. Everyone always asks me that, but get in there. They have all kinds of cannoli specials going on right now. That 6-hour slow roasted pork shank. And do not forget the char grilled oyster special that my dad always orders too, believe it or not. That Jasper says is quite possibly the best menu item they have ever had in decades and decades serving Kansas Cityans here in town. Give Jasper a call. Make your reservation now. 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A shooting today at the WTS Paradigm building in Middleton, Wisconsin, just outside Madison. Middleton Police Chief Charles Falk gave an update on the victims.
We know that three people were injured and are being treated at local hospitals for gunshot wounds. Officers who responded engaged the suspect. He was shot by officers, and he is also at a local hospital.
Falk saying there is no more public danger from the incident. An 18-year-old man from Oak Grove is accused of shooting two people in an apartment complex in Independence, killing one and wounding the other. David Harris charged today. He allegedly admitted to police that he killed Mary Schmitz and shot a man in a bedroom at the apartment. A German Shepherd was also killed. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Just a little while longer with a hot and muggy weather. Big changes on the horizon with a strong front sweeping our way toward late day Thursday, straight through Thursday night and into early Friday. Chances for showers and even a few stronger thunderstorms here and much cooler weather by Friday afternoon. Sunny and low to mid-90s out there this afternoon. Clear and low 70s tonight. Sunny and breezy, low 90s tomorrow. And then the wet weather chances coming on in by tomorrow night. Friday's high, low 70s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
92 at KCI right now. It is 91 in Olathe, 92 at your official weather station. KMBZ is on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead.
All right, phone number here.
Oh, I
love that song.
Is 576. 7798. I follow this guy named God on Twitter who just wrote, I could make things better, but I just don't feel like it.
Great.
So
thank you for that.
By the way, if you ever want to, it's actually kind of funny. If you're really, really religious, don't follow it. But if you think sometimes there is comedy in all of this, it's at the tweet of God. And
it's just cheeky, funny,
stupid
stuff.
It's stupid, cheeky, funny stuff.
Really quick, yeah. Can I ask you something? CNN just flashed this breaking. Separate people have written opposing letters supporting Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, are we really going to get into
this? And the woman he is accused of assaulting 35 years ago.
Professor Ford.
I want to... just read this briefly because I think it's something in the middle that we can all agree on. And it's an op-ed from the Washington Post today. I just shared it on my Facebook page. We'll put it on the main page.
You're going to make my head hurt.
The headline, Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser may both be telling the truth. I believe something happened to Christine Blasey Ford more than 3 decades ago. 6 years before Judge Brett Kavanaugh was a nominee for the Supreme Court, Ford related this story to her therapist, which would have required an implausible prescience if her sexual assault allegation is, as I've seen some conservatives argue, all part of some elaborate scheme. I.e., how would she have known 6 years prior? Scott, come on. She told a therapist in the privacy of a therapy session. And yet, I believe Kavanaugh may also be sincere when he denies it. Which is to say that both he and Ford may think they are telling the truth. How those individual truths bear on actual events is a more complicated question, and we may never know the answer. It's a cliche that memory is fallible, but in recent years, thanks to research, just how fallible your memory is has become clear. People can sincerely forget things you'd think they would remember, or they remember details or even whole events that they could not possibly have experienced.
Okay.
It's a fascinating read. I'm not going to read all of it. They say it is probable that at least some of the details of Ford's story are wrong, even if the bones of the story are true and horrifying. And it is equally possible that Kavanaugh doesn't remember it.
Or he didn't participate.
Or he was blackout drunk.
Or he wasn't there.
Or because he saw the same events as more benign than Ford did, and in his mind, saw no reason to file that memory away. And I'm telling you, Scott, I believe something happened. I also believe it is absolutely possible. And I know if you're a Me Too woman, because I am, you're screaming at me right now. I think it is possible they both processed and remembered this differently. It was 35 years ago. Would I believe it if it had happened 1 year ago?
Sure.
No. No. You wouldn't? If this had happened a year ago, I would have said, absolutely this happened. I believe her. This happened a year ago. There's no way he's not going to remember it. You start talking about 10 years, 20 years, 35 years. I cannot remember much specifically about high school. I remember generally what the hallways looked like, generally what some of my favorite teachers looked like, their names. Generally, I remember some things. Do I remember specific things at a specific place and time? No.
I don't either.
At all.
And here's the problem, and I was reading this in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, when she shared this information with her, what was a marriage therapist, by the way. She and her husband were going through some marital problems in 2012. She said there were four boys in the room.
She says the therapist wrote down in the notes incorrectly four, and that she said two. The notes contradict her memory.
Well, she's got a hell of a memory then.
Listen, the vagueness of Ford's story isn't proof that it didn't happen. If anything, it's the reverse. This is from the op-ed. Liars tend to over-provide. Think about it.
That's true.
You give an excess of detail when you're lying. The lack of detail does make it essentially impossible for anyone to prove this happened or Kavanaugh to defend himself. Mm-hmm. Someone just wrote in, prove you weren't at a house party somewhere.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You can't prove you weren't there any more than you can prove you were there. And when I'm talking about my high school memory, Scott, I'm talking about something 25 years ago, 27 years ago. Mm-hmm. Really, for you and me, if you're listening right now and you're about 45 years old, 44 years old, we need to be thinking of this in terms of middle school or even late elementary school.
I can only guarantee you of one party in high school that I wasn't at, because I remember, for example, and I can even tell you the date, October 3rd, 1988.
I can't do any of that.
I can, because I remember it. I was not at the party where Winky Spain in Leavenworth got shot in the chest with a shotgun.
Oh, God. Did he die?
No, Winky Spain survived. I was not at that party because I was watching Headbangers Ball in Jimmy Brink's basement, chugging beers with Jimmy Brink and John Rout.
Man, you can't kill those Winks.
Okay. I was not at the party. But I remember it because we went out to go get some food. Jimmy was sober. John and I were drinking heavily and watching Headbangers Ball in the basement. And when we went to Taco John's, everybody was talking about how Winky Spain had been shot that night.
Don't you know, though, Scott, and Rod, with everything, the truth always lies somewhere in between. Generally, the truth lies somewhere in between.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. And so for any of you screaming that, of course, she would remember her near rape or a sexual assault, I agree. I do believe her. I believe something happened. I don't believe anyone would thrust themselves or their family into this horrible death threat inducing spotlight over some weird political hope to axe a nominee when she said 6 years prior to him even ascending to this point in a therapy office that this happened.
But do you
have to be clairvoyant to be like, man, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to plant a lie because maybe 6 years from now, this guy, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
I mean, if we're going to get into politics, and I'm cautioning
this
against
this is about
it,
memories, not about politics.
But you're talking about the prescientness.
I believe her memories are true, and I believe it is possible that he, for whatever reason, and it could have been because they were all stinking drunk, for whatever reason, he either doesn't remember it or doesn't remember it the same way because it's been 35 years.
And if you can't prove it, and there is the real...
What is proof, Scott? Is it reasonable doubt? Is it a preponderance of evidence?
There is no evidence. That's the problem.
I'm asking you, what is your test when it comes to something 35 years ago? And that's going to be different for everybody.
You have to have something more than just, here's what happened.
A police report?
Fine. Maybe a friend who says, yes, she told me in 1983 or whatever year it was that she had been assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh the night prior. Something. The guy who she claims was in the room says he wasn't there.
Well, he has every reason to say that if he was in the room. So I don't put a lot of weight to that statement.
Well, there's no statute. There is a statute of limitations here. You can't charge the guy with anything.
You're not going to say, yes, I remember when I was 16, we held a girl down and did something we shouldn't. No one's going to say that.
I understand. But if you have no proof, then you have no case. And it's just that simple. We still do live in America. And I understand the Me Too movement. And I'm sympathetic to it, especially being a father of two young girls. I am sympathetic to the Me Too movement. But there are times, if I may be so bold, when it seems like the Me Too movement just gets a little out of hand.
She never wanted this out, Scott. She was anonymous until someone leaked this story. She told, I believe it was Dianne Feinstein, correct me if I'm wrong.
That is correct.
I do not want to be identified because she knew what was going to happen to her and her
family. Then why even come forward?
She was outed. She didn't come forward.
She
was outed.
She came forward in July.
She came forward because it was coming out and she knew it. She knew it was coming out, Scott.
Then just say, that's not true. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there.
She's lying, and that does a disservice to all of the sex assault survivors out
there. Well, somebody's lying.
This op-ed suggests that it is likely they are both telling their remembrance or none of their version of the truth. Okay. And I think that the truth probably lies somewhere in that gray stew haze of a 35-year-old incident.
Then do we hold up a nomination to the Supreme Court for this?
It's a lifetime appointment.
I understand what it is.
There are probably 100 candidates out there who share his beliefs, even though you're not supposed to really have those from the bench or use them from the bench. There are 100 other candidates out there who don't have this in their past, I would hope.
We don't know that he has it in his past. See, you've already found this man guilty. And that is the great problem here. I don't know. I don't care. Quite frankly, I don't care. It's a 35-year-old allegation.
Did you ever have a sex assault allegation in high school, not you personally, at your high school?
Am I aware of somebody at my school taking liberties with somebody else that did not include rape?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we did, and I will tell you this, Scott, I remember exactly the two parties involved. It was our junior year.
Yep.
I remember exactly what was alleged to have happened.
So why haven't we heard from anybody else?
I remember the school's response because one of the parties asked for some type of buffer after this happened in the hallways and in the classroom. Everyone was definitely talking about it, but that's because she spoke up right after it happened. Mm-hmm. And we don't know in this case if that was true. If she said something to a teacher or a classmate, we just don't know. I remember in my high school experience, we had this scenario come up. Same grade, my grade, and everybody knew about it because she spoke up.
Do we believe every woman that claims that they were assaulted by somebody who's in power?
You don't out of the gate think they're lying.
Paula Jones.
You don't out of the gate assume they're lying.
Juanita Broderick. Jennifer Flowers.
Duke LaCrosse.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Asking a question. If a woman comes forward against somebody in power or about to be in power and says they did something bad to me 20, 30 years ago, do we automatically have to believe them?
No. I think you automatically investigate it and you don't automatically assume she's lying.
Paula Jones. Juanita Broderick. Jennifer Flowers.
There are outliers to every example.
No, those are good examples. Because they were shunned. They were called liars. Because the person that they were accusing, a lot of people liked.
No one's calling Stormy Daniels a liar.
No, they're not.
And I'm not suggesting that was assault. But his own party acknowledges, well, there was a payment
you're
made.
You're ignoring my point. Jennifer Flowers, Juanita Broderick, are they liars or not? They claim that they were raped by Bill Clinton. But we dismiss them because we like Bill.
I don't think it's something a woman forgets.
576-7798. Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Online at windowskansascity.com. It's still warm. Who are we kidding? Today it's hot. But now is the time to plan ahead and get your windows replaced for winter. Remember how cold and drafty it was inside your house last winter? Throw away the extra blanket. Reduce your heating bills with energy-efficient windows from Window World. Call for a free home estimate today. 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Yeah, the making copies.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's his daughter's.
You said the X's and O's song.
Yeah, she did the X's and O's songs like 2 years ago that everybody got so sick of.
X's and O's.
Yeah, because it was everywhere. But this is her new one. It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear the X's and O's voice in there, yeah.
Yep. Hey, real quick, I didn't say this yesterday. I want to say congratulations to my friend down the street, Ellen McNamara, who is the main anchor at KCTV 5 with Brad.
Yeah.
She and her husband are friends of ours, and they welcomed the most beautiful baby boy into the world yesterday. 8 pounds, healthy baby. So when you tune in, and if you're a Channel 5 watcher and you don't see her at night, there are two reasons for that. Number one, you would not have known she was pregnant because she carried not a basketball, but more of a cantaloupe.
Like a softball?
I'm going to go coconut-sized bump. It's just this tiniest, sweetest little thing you've ever met. And I really, 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 really enjoy her company. And number two, she's off the air because she's staying at home with that sweet baby. So congratulations to the McNamara's sweet
Why do you
baby.
Say it like that?
I just love them.
Jeez.
What was that? No, I love them. I really do.
Okay. I've only met her once. She was very nice. All right. I'm going to take one cold. Somebody says, move on from politics. I tune in to get away from the regular crap.
Oh, real quick. Line wait till 3 o'clock. No. Wait till 3 o'clock.
Line 2. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, this is Paul from Kansas City.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. No, I got right through to you. Didn't get to the screener.
How about that?
Well, he had to go take a deuce, so, you know.
All right. Not a problem. Hey, I appreciate Dana opening up that door because I'm coming right in on the Jeff Kavanaugh case.
Oh, God.
I was chomping at the bit. Scott, great job. But here's some things. disclaimer, Trump supporter, Army veteran, retired, undergraduate work in the Army, postgraduate work in Iraq, Afghanistan.
Okay.
Look, Dude LaCrosse, Rolling Stone, Virginia article, we remember those, false allegations on those young men. To have this come out, and for Dana's point that she wouldn't do this because of all the, why do people put on suicide vests and blow themselves up because of religious activists? I don't buy that. She, this lawyer she's got is a Democratic activist. She's gone after other women that have been on the other side of the fence. I think this is being choreographed by Chuck Schumer and the Democratic leadership. Keith Ellison has allegations against him documented, and they are crucifying that woman up there in Minnesota. So this is about stopping Kavanaugh, stopping Trump, and they will put out anybody up there that will come up front and put a story out.
But you do realize, Paul, real quick, that in getting rid of him, as you call it, even if that happens, and I don't think that it will, I think he will be confirmed. This is whack-a-mole. Someone else is going to slide into that seat who might be worse.
What you do is you stall till November.
Oh, please. Never going to happen.
Yeah, it could. Ma'am.
The senator from Hawaii has already come out with a plan to stall for 2 years. They've already got a plan. If you stall till November,
and then you get somebody a lot less conservative. You have to.
Or if they take the Senate. I'm telling you, Scott,
this is all about stalling till. I don't want to get into politics because I watch it all day long, and I vowed we won't do it, but you started this conversation.
I was talking about memories.
You were talking about this story. The whole point is to get this through November, stall through November, get Democrats in the majority in the Senate, and then Trump has to nominate somebody a lot less conservative. That's it. I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care.
I'm just looking at it. I don't think there's anything to do. I'm looking at
this as a political analyst and nothing more. They are trying to stall. Elections have consequences. And if you want me to be an equal opportunity basher, I can. I thought the Merrick Garland thing last year or 2 years ago was reprehensible. Reprehensible. Okay? So that way I'm being fair.
Okay,
I think this is reprehensible.
Tune in not to hear things like that, and you want to laugh, stick around until after the news. We have something that will put a smile on your face all day long. I promise you that.
Newsroom, Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, a former Jackson County executive headed to prison. That's next.
Hey, believe it or not, winter cooler temperatures are going to be here before you know it. Call my folks at Seal Once KC. Have them get out to your house and seal that deck, your driveway, your fence. You got a big wooden privacy fence. Seal Once.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.